Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Back in the day, some of the most luxurious and happy summertime destinations in America existed just for our people to enjoy. How many of these do you recognize, and what happened to all these all-Black havens? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Many of the most famous vacation destinations in the United States were once for whites only. Should we even come near those spaces, we could be killed, arrested, or face fines. But some of the enterprising among us created our own spaces to enjoy. There was Joyland. In the 1920s, this Chicago-based amusement park offered free attractions and jazz music. It was the first and largest Black-owned amusement park in the nation. It was so popular, it harmed the profits of surrounding businesses. So white people got the park shut down. It only lasted 2 seasons. Then there was Paradise Park. This Florida beach was far more than a beach. With a pavilion, dance floor, and picnic area, this space was renowned in the Black community. Its fame spread as far as California and New York. The park closed after the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And then there's Bruce's Beach, one of Southern California's oldest and most beautiful beaches. Bruce's opened in 1912. It wasn't long before Los Angeles snatched ownership and closed it. We fought back and the beach was reopened. But the stolen land still hasn't been returned. In 2021, the city finally began attempts to find the Bruce's heirs to return ownership to them. A process completed in 2022 when the land was finally returned to the descendants of Charles and Willa Bruce. When they lock us out, we've always just made our own. But also, we don't owe white people any explanations for where we go. We deserve to relax in peace. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.